Welcome to the Goddess Divine podcast. Join me as I unveil the stories of goddesses from across time and cultures. We will dive deep into the archetypes and energies that these goddesses embody, and we'll explore the practical applications of goddess wisdom in our daily lives. We'll discuss how to connect with the divine feminine through rituals, meditation, creative expression, and acts of conscious living. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner of goddess spirituality or just beginning your journey, this podcast is for you. Hi everyone, today I am here connected with the lovely ancient goddess Vesta, allowing her to step forward and bringing any messages that she would like to share, especially if you are interested in connecting with her energy and learning more about her. So I'm just gonna let her speak at this time. I heard she is here to bring you truth, which is very interesting, and she is excited about the wave of knowledge she wishes to share. Okay, and to expend her truth is what I just heard. All right, so I'm excited to hear her speak to those who are listening. She is a wisdom keeper of the past. She has seen man change itself through time, through wars and challenges. Yet she has embraced all of this, the changes that have become the way of being, the way of truth, the new way of being, she says. Much has changed here on your planet. Those who worshiped her ceased to be, yet she is being rekindled at this time through those who speak her name, those who are special here, those who are wisdom keepers themselves. This is very interesting to me because I'm really feeling her. It's very special, I think, to connect with her. And yes, she wants to reiterate again, she is a keeper of the flame of truth. And she is the goddess of light itself. For those of you who are seeking the way, a path of enlightenment, she says, to enlighten the mind, she is there to help you. And for those who wish to prosper, those who are seeking knowledge about your path, she wants to light the eternal flame inside of you, or at least to appreciate the eternal flame that is there. And I'm seeing her, or she's showing me the image of a woman who has this burning heat of flame inside their own hearts or their souls. And she wants to say that the wisdom keeper of the self is the internal heart, is the heart, because that is the source of the knowledge on the planet. Whether you think it or not, she says, that is the source of your true wisdom, that we all keep this inside of ourselves. And to access that very flame within, that is where she resides itself. She said, it is not the flame without that you are seeking, but the true flame within that is the wisdom keeper itself. And therein where she is contained. She's saying that she was a prominent being in the past and that she was worshipped on a daily basis. She's showing me that, yes, women would speak to her as they kindled the fire or as they were around the hearth cooking. She said, slaving away the domestic keepers. And she calls them, though, her sacred wisdom keepers, the wisdom of various forms of knowledge women had, the ways of keeping, of maintaining life. She said that was the way of women then, was keeping men alive through, she said, of course, through food, through the hearth, and maintaining the sacred flame. She said, if you seek, you know, knowledge of the self, you may speak her name. You may speak her inside yourself, call her name. And I heard Vesta loud and clear. Ask her to help reignite the flame inside of you if you feel it has dulled down. Ask her to reignite this flame to excite you again about the prospects of being on the earth plane. She said many of you carry dimmed hearts, or the light inside your heart is very dimmed due to the weight of the world on your shoulders, and she understands the pressure that lies within you. But she is here to rekindle your light and to reignite your excitement of this earth world, or of this three-dimensional plane is what I heard. And she is an exciting and very passionate being, but she is very wise. She wants to know that she may approach you as an elder too, as a personification of herself, of wisdom, she said. So yes, if you seek wisdom, if you seek learning, then you may access her secrets by calling her name. But she said, don't forget, this is not something that is technically outside of yourself. All wisdom is carried within, and she is just that flame and and light. I'm seeing if there's anything else that she wants to say. It's been very interesting interacting with her like this. It's very cool, I have to say. I didn't know what to expect too much from this. She's telling me about her past, how she was beloved by many people. And yes, there were virgins who tended to her hearth to maintain her power at the time. But as we are well aware, the power has softened, or it's changed, and now held into the hands of many men. But she wants you to refocus your attention on the inner light. Again, she's saying that's where you need to tend your own inner hearth. I actually love that. Tending your own inner heart. That's what she wants to bring to the mind, she said. To focus your energy there. Tending to oneself. She said that many of you that are listening are caretakers. You tend to the hearths of others. But do not discount your own, and do not forget yourselves here. And yes, if you wish to connect with her, simply light a candle, she said. Or even if you are at the kitchen, she said cooking, there's a flame there as well. Call upon her to help reignite that flame, she said, bring forth that energy. And she will surprise you. And she is a wise being. Do not forget that. The ways of her are wise. They are ancient ways. They are old. But she is about power and passion and tending to the self-nurturing. She wants to say that too. Taking care of the self, nurturing the self. And she's saying that nurturing the flame within is extremely important, even for the self, that we need to tend to our own needs and tend to our own hearts, because often when we live here as humans, we overlook our own needs if we are tending to others, and that our own needs are just as important. So don't discount them. She's saying that many of you have a lot of passion inside of you, but it has been quelled just by the ways of the world and by the tedium of life. And she wants to reignite this in you, the engine room, she's saying, the engine of power, which is, again, the sacred flame of the heart. And it's funny because I'm speaking to you, I have a candle lit and I'm hearing it crackle, and it's not one of those wick candles either. So it's very nice to kind of feel her energy here. I can feel it at the top of my head. But she's just showing me that when she helps you to ignite the heart, it's just going to be full flames engulfing you in a way that helps you to really remember again your own power, and that you are capable of doing many things, but also producing your dreams. She said, when you reignite and tend to the heart, then you will see that you have the energy and the engine inside of you, which is a driving force to keep you going, to keep you moving forward. So if you feel deflated, in her words, or defeated or let down in life, she wants to help you refocus your energy within. That's the first thing she said, but then tend to the inner hearth, the inner light, because that is where she lies. I was seeing if there's anything else that she would like to say, because I love her message. She's telling you, and even myself, like, don't discount yourself. Don't count yourself out in this crazy life. You know, many of us have a tendency to do that. We disempower ourselves, she said, by counting ourselves out. Don't do that. She said, we're all made of the same thing, right? Therefore, we are all powerful and all capable. And she also wants to make a point about her energy. And there's something that she's saying, okay. She's saying again, and I know this is redundant, but remember, when she approaches you, she will probably approach you as an older woman. And she did use the word crone, that crone energy, but she's saying being a crone doesn't mean being counted out in life. So being older doesn't mean counting yourself out, that your time has passed. She's saying, as long as there is life, there is energy. Therefore, if you feel that way, go to her, because she wants to help you bring your talents to the fore. She's saying, don't allow the so-called rules of life or society's rules to make you feel that your time is up, that your time has passed. She wants to reignite that within you, to let you know that the crone, the elder self, is just as powerful, as just as mighty and strong and capable, and just as important, if not more, than those who are just coming in. She said there's a lot of energy of the crone that it's very interesting. She said the energy of the crone has been mismanaged or not tended to. During this time, she's saying that frequency has been dulled. I'm going to ask her to speak a little bit more about this. This is very interesting for me to hear. She said it's been very disempowered. That's her word. She said because age itself is equated with being antiquated is the word that she keeps using. Therefore, it's not needful. It's been looked at as needless. And she said this is very harmful to society because as you age, you grow wiser, at least, you know, that's the expectation, right? That we grow wiser with knowledge through enduring many challenges here in life. And as you grow older, you become the sacred wisdom keeper to help those who are behind you. But she said, because society has disempowered this energy of the crone and she keeps using the word mismanaged. So I'm just gonna keep using that word. She said has mismanaged the power of the crone and not taken into consideration their wisdom and the power that they hold. Then they are cast aside as needless citizens. And she said that energy needs to be brought back to the fore because they are the older people are the elders. They are the wisdom keepers of, and she said, the ways of the world or of challenges, right? And they become the sacred wisdom keepers because they've been there and they've done that. They've seen it, they've experienced. Therefore, they can help in a way that is very fruitful and powerful. So she's saying, don't cast yourself aside. Everybody has something to offer. But she said, more so than others are, you know, is the sacred power of the crone. And I love that she's using that word. Because sometimes when I think of the word crone, I feel like this is me speaking personally, affiliated only with like witches or the triple goddess, if you will. But she's not a triple goddess. But she said she's just talking to me as I'm talking to you. She's a sacred wisdom keeper here. So just know that. And I'm thinking of Hestia as I'm talking to her. But she said Hestia it's her power, her light. Their stories are the same because they are one and the same beings, but the energy is a little different in the way it's manifest. So just know that. And I will be covering Hestia in a separate episode. Sorry. I'm seeing if there's anything else that she wishes to say here, because I feel like this information is very important, and I love that she is here. It really warms my heart when the spirits do come through like this. She wants to say that she is in deep appreciation that her light is here again in this way, that it's being brought to the fore again after being dulled for centuries. And she said she will help you tend to that enduring flame within. That is, you know, that is where she lies, and that is the truth. So again, if you wish to connect with her, or she even used the word to manifest with her, light your flame. She said, do it by candlelight. Whisper her name by candlelight and she will help you. She will appear. She said, for those of you, this is very interesting too, for those of you who can, scry with smoke, we're very connected to fire, the fire element. You may even see messages in the flames or in the smoke. So just know that as well, if you feel comfortable doing that type of work. Just remember, she is an elder spirit. She keeps telling me this. So the information that you will be getting from her will be coming from that type of energy. It's a wise energy. All right, I'm asking if there's anything else. I'm deeply appreciative of Vesta being here. As you know, I spoke about in the episode about Vesta, about writing about the Vestal Virgins and Vesta being there, and I had no clue. So I'm very grateful to her coming today. The last thing that she said, you know, just make sure that you always tend to your hearth. Tend to your hearth. And she's saying, yes, the communal hearth, but the internal hearth as well. And don't be afraid to shine your light. And who cares what the people say, she said. All right, so I'm going to close out and just give her my deep gratitude. I'm very grateful for her being here, for what she has shown me and the information that she's spoken today. So thank you. And she says blessings to you all.